It's Christ. Everybody's waiting to go to the clouds. That means up, doesn't it? Out there. Well, out there, precious ones, is space. And you don't see heaven. It's not on that cloud. You can't see it. So you're talking about invisibility in space. And if you are talking about a Christ returning as God to this place of solid manifestation, you are talking about extraterrestrials. Those are ETs. God is an ET to you. You are an ET to Pleiades. So let's get it where it's at. And stop playing games with it. That's all the adversary can do is play games with it. And as the other intelligent beings, for instance, on the platform or on the roster for speakers, as they get together and discuss these things, they'll overlook. Don't forgive me, George, but they'll overlook you and your Swedish spacecraft. You know, they begin to be able to see beyond that and the disinformation thrusters that have been around here. And they'll begin to look at us as hosts. This is going to be a hard day for the adversary, because when you get this much power in a godly way, you can pull off anything. Because man will follow you. It's a better way. You're not going to find that... No, I about blew it. 90,000... freaks of nature. Did you really look at them? Is that not the product of chaos? Do you think they have any direction at all? They have no direction at all. They worship death. They worship sex. What do they have? They have no goals. They don't even have a goal. They have little short-time things. Let's get a little drugs. Let's get a little high. Let's do this. Let's do that. Death doesn't mean anything to them. It's drummed into their heads from the music. And this is what you're stuck with in this society. Well, you're going to find that one such as Bo Greitz that has correspondence and interrelationship with me. We have rapport. And he will bring that rapport and integrate it with him. I won't appear to be far out. You see, I've had to say some things before you got here, George. I'm not hiding them. I have to continually separate you from me. America West is not Hatton. America West is a publisher. Hatton is an extraterrestrial. And this is what people must do. They must separate out the speaker from the author, or the writer from the author. And it's that simple. When that is done, they'll see that God is only one. And ones have many, many paths to get to that one. And you have to be very cautious that you're not pulled aside by something set up in order to distract you from that goal. And anything that a church feels is all right because it was voted in, you better be very careful of, if it is against the commandments of God. And I feel a little sorry for Desiree having to get up and speak to all of these hostile aliens and explain that no, it isn't acceptable, not even by the way I interpret the writings, to break those laws. We all break them, but we are all aiming at perfection, and therefore we effort not to break them. And we certainly know when we deliberately do that we stand responsible for it. one reason that things have to come down pretty heavily, pretty quickly on you is that there will be a massive awakening. Incredible awakening. And they know that once you're through that null zone and into the photon or into the light, gets harder to be evil. You don't have a place to hide. You're in daylight. Everything you do is open. And then when you reach the point of being able to integrate within that light, you have arrived. You've learned to ascend. And that's what everybody's trying for, isn't it? Only you've got it better than that. You can ascend and descend, and you will be able to re-coalesce your fragments because you're not through. I'm not interested in your age, because by the time we get there, age is not an issue. It has absolutely nothing to do with anything. We have a job to do. And if you need 1,000 years to do it, then you will accept the responsibility of being around that 1,000 years. Or you can resign and cop out and make a change. But you won't do it because you didn't have a choice. You won't be able to lay it off. You won't be able to lie about it anymore is exactly what. You will assume responsibility. And if you see, nobody wants to live on this place past, say, 125 years. Who would? In this society, you're relegated to poverty and disrespect and getting mugged and your house broken into. And even your children usually trying to steal your own things. Well, mother doesn't need this. She won't be around, you know, probably another 2 years at the most. I'll just take it and she won't miss it. Set up your life in a corporation and those kids don't expect a damn thing. Never issue stock. Don't give them any reason to expect anything. And then you use it all. You use it, and you take your responsibility, and you allow them to grow. You give them roots, and you give them wings. You give them a place. You give them love and nurturing, and then you give them backbone and teach them to fly. And at some point, you have to release them. They will not, under those circumstances, ever go away from that root. But they will always honor you for allowing them to fly. We've got great things to do. Oberly, take that list. And let's kind of go down through it. I want all of you to have a little bit better idea about the numbers of things that we must do. I can only tell you that several of them are underway. You don't realize it, but they are. We have a motion picture that will soon be ready to begin filming. The preliminary work is done. The budget is done. The beginning layouts are being considered, and the time needed for the shooting. I have a little trouble with ones because they want to plan, you know, nice convenient locations. I don't want any convenient locations. I want damn hard locations. I don't want an audience until I'm ready. And I have trouble with Wally, gentleman. He thinks he's got to have the detailed diagrams and blueprints of a spacecraft. No, he doesn't. I have them. He's in the movie business. I'm in the craft business. So it will come off. And ones involved now seem to kind of get the idea that maybe it'll come off like I plan it. I hope so. Because I would hate for you to miss it. I Josh you not, Mr. Bush, Mr. Kemp, HUD, are considering the domes for low-cost housing to rebuild the cities. I repeat, they want to know if there's any blight around Tehachapi. I suggest to you ones that I bet you could blight something by morning if you had to. There's a little blight in Bakersfield. I've seen some blight in Mojave. There's even a little blight in Keene with those blessed farm workers. And we will team with Cesar to see how he could best work with us in layout. Of course, HUD and all of this wondrous money from the government's going to go to builders and the big moneyed farmers. But if we can get some farm workers, some housing, then hallelujah, brother, and we will do it. And we'll do it with their blessings, and they will work with us. We do not work, quote, against them. You never win by fighting. You only add to the coffers of those with the bigger weapons. So we do it with them. We have one ready and capable and able to put together in a very short period of time a Costco-type operation with a home club type of lumber operation in conjunction with it. And we want to get it going before we start the building so that, for goodness sakes, we can use a little, well, nepotism isn't the word, but a little pull for the business. We can get better prices for our product, and we can keep that business in business. I pushed this hard early on, and I have to now begin to remind everyone why this place is like it is. There is no group. There will be a group of businesses doing business one with another. And nobody, nowhere, is going to know who owns nothing or anything. And I'm going to be really, really ticked if anybody asks. You take your blessings, and then we do, and we tend our own business. And if we each tend our own business and our own responsibility, we will be successful. I'm also going to say something here that I have told Oberle as we stretch out and go into business. And Joe goes over to Mary and either tells her what he makes or she asks him. They're both fired on the spot. You are going to learn to tend your own business or you will not be among these workers. It is too critical. Does everybody understand me? We are talking about a planet and a civilization of mankind. We are not talking about what your hourly wage might be, or if that one gets 50 cents more than you. There will be sharing. There is no point in having great stores of money or stock. They will not let you have it. So you use it. And you use it as fast as you can, as well as you can. And all of you live as well as you can while we can. Don't waste energy, and do not let me catch any of you taking the time, wasting the energy of the ones who've got to attend all of this. Because when it comes down to mission, Hatton's got a pretty nasty reputation for being very, very firm. We're going to do something with this planet. We are going to get a remnant through. It is going to happen, with or without you. Please let it be with you. We have great interest in motion pictures. It will be easier. We're going to build all of that complex right here. We have a connection with Skylink to get the Westinghouse, the old Westinghouse satellite system, Western Union. the major part of the complex is planned to be television. And of course, as long as we can, we will work with ones through Los Angeles. And it'll take a long time, and maybe it'll never get built here. It may get very well get built first in Nevada. It'll be easier to run it from Nevada. But you see, we're going to go through all of it right here. One will draw the focus from the other while we do what we have to do. And that's make sure that we have food, shelter, clothing, and the ability to make this transition. You will not be the only ones.
Thank you for the pause. We're back on the air.
I have a lot of inquiries about what is happening. What are the plans then of the elite conspirators on this short-term basis? What about this photon belt? If we don't get it done before we enter into that photon belt, will we be able to? And all of these questions. You're going to be stuck just like me with the possibilities of what they may or may not do. This means that until somewhere near the end of July, even according to the scientific projections, you have time to work and get your paperwork done or your projections in order, your thoughts, your dreams, your goals, and make some changes. If, in fact, they don't start an all-out nuclear war and burn off that radioactive belt, you will go through 3 to 5 days of inconvenience. You'll come out getting better. It'll get easier for you. Things will go better for you. But at the same time, chaos will reign. If they don't have to pull the fault this year for some reason, you see, the quarrel going on right now amongst the Trilats and the Bilderbergers in the middle of their little secret meetings, which are still, by the way, ongoing. They're trying to decide how best to time things so that they can garner the most of the natural resources. They're not really ready to pull everything down. They would really prefer not to have to. Well, there's this dual faction. They know that if you get into the middle of this null time and they can still function, they can wipe out millions upon millions of people by simply triggering the fault lines. Just California would be interesting, don't you think? With no power already, in a state of total panic, no electricity. So your more friendly ones like Kissinger would like to do that. But they point out to old Hank that, yeah, but what about next spring? If we wait until next spring, we can take it away all the way from Canada clear into Mexico. And undoubtedly that would cause a domino effect. And at the same time, you're going to have some problems. You see, they don't stop testing nuclear devices in Nevada. That dam's going to go. Fortunately, it's downstream. Therefore, you can have things right in Las Vegas. It's not healthy there. It's not safe there. It isn't safe here, unless you're in my shield. It's safer here because, obviously, unless I took you up, you're going to be here. And therefore, if you're going to be safe, so are the ones around you. This is the Valley of Radiance. This is the place, you know. Brigham Young said it over Salt Lake. He didn't find the right place. Well, he should have gone west, a little farther. But there are some remarkable things where he is, or where he pronounced that. So we'll let that go. There are some remarkable places all around. And a lot of them will be kept in safety also against the need for later. I would, if I dared hazard a guess, I would guess that probably they're going to let you go through that null time. Not a lot of anything except just continuing chaos and heightened panic. They'll begin to really push aliens off on you, and I'm talking about cosmic aliens. And there will be just massive confusion, and you'll get into some wars. You notice that there are uprisings now from Korea everywhere. Everywhere. You can't pick a place that there's not, including downtown L.A. All of your cities. L.A. was probably, is no worse, probably better than, say, Philadelphia or Washington, D.C., New York, certainly. You did, however, have an Oriental or Asian element. And these are the ones taught by Mao. So you really, truly had a Maoist uprising in Los Angeles. And you all responded beautifully. Hail Mary, and thank you, Daryl Gates. Except everybody's mad at Daryl, too. Would you just kind of read that over, and would one stop us as we go along? There are pages of them. We put them to paper so you could look at it, comment on it. These have been to paper for years. And these ones have never lost sight of the goal. They decided then they would do it. They began to make plans for funding and have worked at it for a decade. And it's going to pay. It's going to work. When will it work? When it's right. But you're going to need all of this and some more. You're not going to do business like you ever did. You're going to begin to teach your children something and allow them participation. And the rewards will be also given to them, and you won't just give them the crud work either. They have brilliant little minds. They just need to stretch them.
This is called the Tehachapi Project List. It was updated September the 5th, 1988. We're in the process of updating it again. The first heading is agriculture, algae, chickens, meat and eggs, dairy, milk, cheese, butter, etc., fish, fruit orchards, goats, greenhouse, hydroponics, etc.
We are in the process right now. I don't want to embarrass Oberly, so I won't ask him to make a report. But we would like to get some of the property before the apple trees are dead. And there is another orchard with a good well, in addition to the one unnamed here, called Nears, that we really should look at, because the peaches won't last. And either of these places, all of these places that we have under scrutiny for obtaining for our greenhouses and things, have good water wells. Go ahead. If you see your talents, don't hesitate.
Rick and with the help of Court, have already done the packages on the greenhouse and hydroponics projects.
We have the algae project in full swing, too.
Going on sheep, turkeys, tofu, just general farming, hay, grains, and vegetables, food processing, fiber processing, wool, etc., tree trimming and wood processing, herbs and medicines. Number two. Building materials, cement, chalk stone, earth stone, lumber, metals, sand and gravel, gypsum, aluminum, pumice, glass, whitong, and kiln dust. Number three.
Whitong is pronounced yitong. Anyone from Europe will have seen this product. It is a frothy cement. It is put together with its component parts, and then it is cut. You will have a gelatinous or a thick cheese-like substance, and it can be cut with wires, just like you would trim or carve cheese. And then it's run through an autoclave, which cures it, and it can be used in every instance where you use wood. It can be molded for ceiling beams and things like that. And in this area, we have a cement company, and they're willing to sell us all the cement necessary. And we have the other items that you don't know about, but are in the mineralization around this area. So this is an ideal place for that.
Number three is a communication center, broadcast facility, radio and TV, camera development, convention center, hotels and restaurants, motion picture and sound studio, TV studio, a satellite transmitter receiver, Starlink. Number four, construction.
Why don't you turn that sound system down a little bit? You're getting feedback, and it's crossing my frequency.
Does that come through better? All right,
yes.
Thank you. Construction, general contractors, subcontractors, bricklayers, concrete, earth movers, electricians, engineers of all varieties, framers, landscapers, plumbers, roofers, tile layers, solar installers, steel fabrication, welding, cabinet makers. Number five, corporate management, accounting and bookkeeping, communications, telephone, fax, and telex, legal, planning and strategy, secretarial and word processing, corporation formation and management. And that one is already being handled very well by court. Number six, energy, electrical generation and storage, fuel and fuel storage, gas, diesel, etc., heat and heat storage, including sandstone, wind, solar, hot water and steam, methanol and methane.
You see, you're going to have to put up with these alternative sources until you can have that free energy. It's available on your place. Photon energy is available on your place. You just are not allowed to have it, and that's going to hold true for a while.
Employment, an employee pool for office, retail, etc., and another employee pool for construction and services, etc. Financial, appraisers, bank, escrow service, mortgage banking, mortgage broker, real estate broker, surveyor, title insurance, and a barter facility. Number nine, food, production, processing, storage, distribution, and a grist mill. Number 10, health and healing center, ambulance services, emergency care, hospital care, convalescent care, preventative care, dental care, chiropractic care, hypnotherapy, holistic care, retreat facility, herbalist, and acupuncture. Number 11, housing, planning, management, leasing and rental, construction. Number 12, land, farm and orchard land, building lots, Loop Ranch, North Tehachapi, Sullivan, Cummings, Noons, Patterson, Arena, Water Canyon, Motor Partners property, and YMCA. Number 13, leasing, autos, trucks, buses, vans, and RVs, agricultural equipment, earth-moving equipment, construction equipment, manufacturing equipment, water tanks, fuel tanks, and tank trailers, new, used, and damaged. refrigerated trailers, new, used, and damaged, railroad cars and equipment, number 14, manufacturing, Shandstone machines, Terratile machines, Cockeloffen ceramic stoves, Chalkstone machines and equipment, cellular concrete home, cellular concrete commercial, cement, nuts and bolts, drills, etc., vitamins and minerals, honeycomb drywall, batteries, solar panels and loose panels, clothing. Number 15, publishing. Writing, editing, printing, copying, binding, packaging, mailing, shipping, glues and adhesives. Number 16, repair and maintenance.
You have to go back and note that at the time this was written, there was no such thing as a publishing operation. So you have to be flexible, don't you?
Number 16, repairs and maintenance, appliance, offices and electronics, auto, truck, and heavy equipment, house cleaning, home model and repair, electrical, janitorial, plumbing, landscape, and garden. Number 17, retail wholesale, auto and truck parts, heavy equipment parts, grocery, hardware, furniture, lumber, office equipment, office supplies, animal feed, musical and musical instruments, TV and audio equipment, VCR and audio tapes, etc., books and magazines, security, to set up a private security company. 19, storage, mini storage, food, fuel, water, chemicals, paper and plastic goods, and underground storage. Number 20, teaching, child care, schools, vocational school. Number 21, technical innovation, R&D labs, energy production, metal and crystal based, photovoltaic, solar hot water, steam, oil, furnace, etc., wind, energy storage, electrical, energy storage, heat, air, gravity, etc., the Tesla turbine, bladders and cisterns, powdered metal. Number 22, transportation, airport, air service and air taxi, bus and van service, regular to Bakersfield, helicopter service for fire and emergency, horse breeding, training and therapy, railroad, switch engine, crane and cars, truck transportation service, truck stop and bulk storage facility, veterinarian and animal shelter, garbage trucks, and the monolith railroad siding. Water, number 23, production, distribution, treatment, reclamation, storage, well drilling, and waste disposal. That's the end.
I know you feel too tired to even think about it all. A lot. Keep going, John. Oh, I would guess probably in the neighborhood of a billion. Never underestimate God, friend. You'll have what you need as you need it, if you've done your work. Desiree will do it. Spread the word. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. This child has felt the responsibility since the first moment that she heard of me and was very torn at the time. And this is what makes you so blessed. You know, I might refuse to go to your place, but somehow figure out how to finance these confounded projects. And George, figure out how to do it, but don't tell me about it. I should not enjoy it so much. But they have, each one who's come in and looked at the list tries to figure out how they can do part of it or all of it, all understanding that it has to be done. You're going to have to either stock up on a lot of pencils or you're going to have to learn to make them. This place, before it's over, will be an island, do you see? And you've got these problems to confront. And you may as well make your list so that you know and keep adding to it. Because once you have discerned what is needed, you will create the way to do it. And when you struggle long enough, you will turn where you're supposed to and say, God, show me the way. And we'll show you the way. And be patient. You're going to have to wait upon the Lord. It must be done in properness. But this is the problem that other groups have had. We'll just go to a place. We'll choose up a place. Everybody come in. We'll all pitch in. We'll be a big commune. And you have nothing upon which you have laid foundation. You must first anticipate making a self-sustaining business base. And you must not have a welfare system. Charity, yes. There are some things that have pulled down your world more than others. And the expectation of something for nothing, paying non-producers, there has to be a different work ethic. But if you're an island, it gets easier. And when there is nothing, and the government just comes out and announces there's nothing, you see, you've already got a motion afoot as part of the problem of solving the homeless situation, of utilizing these bases that have been closed. Well, I can share with you a little more than that. They already have plans for those bases. They are already forming up squads to enforce the pickup of what they were going to classify as traitors. But they're also going to allow these ones just to disappear, and then they'll say, well, they must have been abducted. Now, these things are going on right in your own community. Now, we could ask for some input on that. But you see, you're not going to really know whether or not this is planted information in an effort to get you to spill something or get you to react or back off, or if it's real, if it's valid. If it isn't valid this day, it doesn't matter. It will be valid. This is why the hotline, this is why places where you can call anonymously and you can have ones arrested and children taken from their parents on just accusations, anonymous accusations. You're already there. And you can live in terror and fear, or we can march right through this and make a flourishing community. For a long, long time, the adversary will help you because they need something that looks good to continue to show the people. They don't want the people to rise up, especially while there are guns. It looks bad. They have control. They've got phasers, for goodness sakes. And they've got the United Nations Army. Guess whose tanks are running around? No. You should be so lucky as to have them yours. And then it will come forth, well, weren't we lucky that we had the United Nations artillery there? You can expect it popping up in the most unlikely places all over. And as long as you expect it, you won't be stopped by it. Always remembering they need the facade. Evil always must work under the facade. That is the way they are. and they cannot stand the light and the truth. But if you stay in control and you stay within the shield, they cannot stand against you. So I suggest you stop playing games with yourself and come into some kind of choosing and choices. Because therein lies your security. If you deny me, I have to deny you. I don't have any choice in it. I don't have any choice in it. That's on higher authority than me. If you ask me to butt out of your life, I will butt out. I mean right then. And I have to remind you of those biblical verses that get spouted off to you. A lot of them are absolute in truth. And when the master teacher said, if you deny me, you deny my Father, and my Father will deny you. I wouldn't want to be in that position. And yet some very beloved ones who have come right through this place are in that position this day, and they are failing. And I cannot help. I cannot help. We have witnessed ones almost get to the point of that final decision, and the adversary knew and took them out right in front of a seminar audience. You better get right with God before you start playing in this arena. I mean right with God. You better confront old brother ego, and you better get right with God, because your very existence is going to determine or be determined on that decision and that rightness. All the rest will come into order. It doesn't mean that you have to be 100% sure there is a space command. It means you better get right with God and all the rest will be fine. I think unless there are some really urgent questions, we should leave this rest. I want all of you to know that the work and the goals, the plans, and these will be duplicated around in various places. There'll be enough for everyone who wants to participate. We just have to be patient, and we have to keep working at it, because our first commitment is to get out the word. And now that it is out there in such a major way, it will continue to feed upon itself, and it will go. It has to reach the ones waiting for their call, and then the rest will simply follow. We're in it and we're moving. Would I hear from anyone, or might we just say good evening and... Audrey, I think, is going to make a catch-up.
Yeah. I don't know what happened while I was gone, but anyway, I got word that Lee called the office this afternoon and said that her relatives have talked her out of coming to Tehachapi, and of course that's her decision to make. If she's got to choose between her relatives' decision and her own.
Absolutely.
And I'll give her a call, and I suppose this is going to be a cliffhanger. I think we just have to have her ready to go the day that Eric and I arrive. And I think once she gets here, she'll see that everything's okay.
We will not bring anyone against their will. And you see, by having made a commitment, this one is now on a time constraint. It's strictly up to her. But you might remind her that she asked. God responded according to her request. And she's 80 years old. She better consider it very carefully. And I would ask all of you to consider what it is you might be doing. Does anyone, this little lady, for you ones who don't know, lives in Alabama. She lives in an area where drug dealing is very open. She just has nothing but a distant... Christ, everybody's waiting to go to the clouds. That means up, doesn't it? Out there. Well, out there, precious ones, is space. And you don't see heaven. It's not on that cloud. You can't see it. So you're talking about invisibility in space. And if you are talking about a Christ returning as God to this place of solid manifestation, you are talking about extraterrestrials. Those are ETs. God is an ET to you. You are an ET to Pleiades. So let's get it where it's at. And stop playing games with it. That's all the adversary can do, is play games with it. And as the other intelligent beings, for instance, on the platform or on the roster for speakers, as they get together and discuss these things, they'll overlook. Don't forgive me, George, but they'll overlook you and your Swedish spacecraft. You know, they begin to be able to see beyond that and the disinformation thrusters that have been around here. And they'll begin to look at us as hosts. This is going to be a hard day for the adversary, because when you get this much power in a godly way, you can pull off anything. Because man will follow you. It's a better way. You're not going to find that... No, I about blew it. 90,000... freaks of nature. Did you really look at them? Is that not the product of chaos? Do you think they have any direction at all? They have no direction at all. They worship death. They worship sex. What do they have? They have no goals. They don't even have a goal. They have little short-time things. Let's get a little drugs. Let's get a little high. Let's do this. Let's do that. Death doesn't mean anything to them. It's drummed into their heads from the music. And this is what you're stuck with in this society. Well, you're going to find that one such as Bo Greitz, that has correspondence and interrelationship with me. We have rapport. And he will bring that rapport and integrate it with him. I won't appear to be far out. You see, I've had to say some things before you got here, George. I'm not hiding them. I have to continually separate you from me. America West is not Hatton. America West is a publisher. Hatton is an extraterrestrial. And this is what people must do. They must separate out the speaker from the author, or the writer from the author. And it's that simple. When that is done, they'll see that God is only one. And ones have many, many paths to get to that one. And you have to be very cautious that you're not pulled aside by something set up in order to distract you from that goal. And anything that a church feels is all right because it was voted in, you better be very careful of, if it is against the commandments of God. And I feel a little sorry for Desiree having to get up and speak to all of these hostile aliens and explain that, no, it isn't acceptable, not even by the way I interpret the writings, to break those laws. We all break them, but we are all aiming at perfection, and therefore we effort not to break them. And we certainly know when we deliberately do that we stand responsible for it. One reason that things have to come down pretty heavily, pretty quickly on you, is that there will be a massive awakening. Incredible awakening. And they know that once you're through that null zone and into the photon or into the light, it gets harder to be evil. You don't have a place to hide. You're in daylight. Everything you do is open. And then when you reach the point of being able to integrate within that light, you have arrived. You've learned to ascend. And that's what everybody's trying for, isn't it? Only you've got it better than that. You can ascend and descend, and you will be able to re-coalesce your fragments because you're not through. I'm not interested in your age, because by the time we get there, age is not an issue. It has absolutely nothing to do with anything. We have a job to do. And if you need 1,000 years to do it, then you will accept the responsibility of being around that 1,000 years. Or you can resign and cop out and make a change. But you won't do it because you didn't have a choice. You won't be able to lay it off. You won't be able to lie about it anymore is exactly what. You will assume responsibility. And if you see, nobody wants to live on this place past, say, 125 years. Who would? In this society, you're relegated to poverty and disrespect and getting mugged and your house broken into. And even your children usually trying to steal your own things. Well, mother doesn't need this. She won't be around, you know, probably another 2 years at the most. I'll just take it and she won't miss it. Set up your life in a corporation and those kids don't expect a damn thing. Never issue stock. Don't give them any reason to expect anything. And then you use it all. You use it, and you take your responsibility, and you allow them to grow. You give them roots, and you give them wings. You give them a place. You give them love and nurturing, and then you give them backbone and teach them to fly. And at some point, you have to release them. They will not, under those circumstances, ever go away from that root. But they will always honor you for allowing them to fly. We've got great things to do. Oberly, take that list. And let's kind of go down through it. I want all of you to have a little bit better idea about the numbers of things that we must do. I can only tell you that several of them are underway. You don't realize it, but they are. We have a motion picture that will soon be ready to begin filming. The preliminary work is done. The budget is done. The beginning layouts are being considered, and the time needed for the shooting. I have a little trouble with ones because they want to plan, you know, nice convenient locations. I don't want any convenient locations. I want damn hard locations. I don't want an audience until I'm ready. And I have trouble with Wally, gentlemen. He thinks he's got to have the detailed diagrams and blueprints of a spacecraft. No, he doesn't. I have them. He's in the movie business. I'm in the craft business. So it will come off. And ones involved now seem to kind of get the idea that maybe it'll come off like I plan it. I hope so, because I would hate for you to miss it. I, Josh Unott, Mr. Bush, Mr. Kemp, HUD, are considering the domes for low-cost housing to rebuild the cities. I repeat, they want to know if there's any blight around Tehachapi. I suggest to you ones that I bet you could blight something by morning if you had to. There's a little blight in Bakersfield. I've seen some blight in Mojave. There's even a little blight in Keene with those blessed farm workers. And we will team with Cesar to see how he could best work with us in layout. Of course, HUD and all of this wondrous money from the government's going to go to builders and the big moneyed farmers. But if we can get some farm workers some housing, then hallelujah, brother, and we will do it. And we'll do it with their blessings, and they will work with us. We do not work, quote, against them. You never win by fighting. You only add to the coffers of those with the bigger weapons. So we do it with them. We have one ready and capable and able to put together in a very short period of time a Costco-type operation with a home club type of lumber operation in conjunction with it. And we want to get it going before we start the building so that, for goodness sakes, we can use a little, well, nepotism isn't the word, but a little pull for the business. We can get better prices for our product, and we can keep that business in business. I pushed this hard early on, and I have to now begin to remind everyone why this place is like it is. There is no group. There will be a group of businesses doing business one with another. And nobody, nowhere, is going to know who owns nothing or anything. And I'm going to be really, really ticked if anybody asks. You take your blessings, and then we do, and we tend our own business. And if we each tend our own business and our own responsibility, we will be successful. I'm also going to say something here that I have told Oberle as we stretch out and go into business. And Joe goes over to Mary and either tells her what he makes or she asks him. They're both fired on the spot. You are going to learn to tend your own business, or you will not be among these workers. It is too critical. Does everybody understand me? We are talking about a planet and a civilization of mankind. We are not talking about what your hourly wage might be, or if that one gets 50 cents more than you. There will be sharing. There is no point in having great stores of money or stock. They will not let you have it. So you use it. And you use it as fast as you can, as well as you can. And all of you live as well as you can while we can. Don't waste energy, and do not let me catch any of you taking the time, wasting the energy of the ones who've got to attend all of this. because when it comes down to mission, Hatton's got a pretty nasty reputation for being very, very firm. We're going to do something with this planet. We are going to get a remnant through. It is going to happen, with or without you. Please let it be with you. We have great interest in motion pictures. It will be easier. We're going to build all of that complex right here. We have a connection with Skylink to get the Westinghouse, the old Westinghouse satellite system, Western Union. The major part of the complex is planned to be television. And of course, as long as we can, we will work with ones through Los Angeles. And it'll take a long time, and maybe it'll never get built here. It may get very well get built first in Nevada. It'll be easier to run it from Nevada. But you see, we're going to go through all of it right here. One will draw the focus from the other while we do what we have to do. And that's make sure that we have food, shelter, clothing, and the ability to make this transition. You will not be the only ones.
Thank you for the pause. We're back on the air.
I have a lot of inquiries about what is happening. What are the plans then of the elite conspirators on this short-term basis? What about this photon belt? If we don't get it done before we enter into that photon belt, will we be able to? And all of these questions. You're going to be stuck just like me with the possibilities of what they may or may not do. This means that until somewhere near the end of July, even according to the scientific projections, you have time to work and get your paperwork done or your projections in order, your thoughts, your dreams, your goals, and make some changes. If, in fact, they don't start an all-out nuclear war and burn off that radioactive belt, you will go through 3 to 5 days of inconvenience. You'll come out getting better. It'll get easier for you. Things will go better for you. But at the same time, chaos will reign. If they don't have to pull the fault this year for some reason, you see, the quarrel going on right now amongst the Trilats and the Bilderbergers in the middle of their little secret meetings, which are still, by the way, ongoing. They're trying to decide how best to time things so that they can garner the most of the natural resources. They're not really ready to pull everything down. They would really prefer not to have to. Well, there's this dual faction. They know that if you get into the middle of this null time and they can still function, they can wipe out millions upon millions of people by simply triggering the fault lines. Just California would be interesting, don't you think? With no power already, in a state of total panic, no electricity. So your more friendly ones like Kissinger would like to do that. But they point out to old Hank that, yeah, but what about next spring? If we wait until next spring, we can take it away all the way from Canada clear into Mexico. And undoubtedly that would cause a domino effect. And at the same time, you're going to have some problems. You see, they don't stop testing nuclear devices in Nevada. That dam's going to go. Fortunately, it's downstream. Therefore, you can have things right in Las Vegas. It's not healthy there. It's not safe there. It isn't safe here, unless you're in my shield. It's safer here because, obviously, unless I took you up, you're going to be here. And therefore, if you're going to be safe, so are the ones around you. This is the Valley of Radiance. This is the place, you know. Brigham Young said it over Salt Lake. He didn't find the right place. Well, he should have gone west, a little farther. But there are some remarkable things where he is, or where he pronounced that. So we'll let that go. There's some remarkable places all around. And a lot of them will be kept in safety also against the need for later. I would, if I dared hazard a guess, I would guess that probably they're going to let you go through that null time. Not a lot of anything except just continuing chaos and heightened panic. They'll begin to really push aliens off on you, and I'm talking about cosmic aliens. And there will be just massive confusion, and you'll get into some wars. You notice that there are uprisings now from Korea everywhere. Everywhere. You can't pick a place that there's not, including downtown L.A. All of your cities. L.A. was probably, is no worse, probably better than, say, Philadelphia or Washington, D.C., New York, certainly. You did, however, have an Oriental or Asian element. And these are the ones taught by Mao. So you really, truly had a Maoist uprising in Los Angeles. And you all responded beautifully. Hail Mary and thank you, Daryl Gates. Except everybody's mad at Daryl, too. Would you just kind of read that over, and would one stop us as we go along? There are pages of them. We put them to paper so you could look at it, comment on it. These have been to paper for years. And these ones have never lost sight of the goal. They decided then they would do it. They began to make plans for funding and have worked at it for a decade. And it's going to pay. It's going to work. When will it work? When it's right. But you're going to need all of this and some more. You're not going to do business like you ever did. You're going to begin to teach your children something and allow them participation. And the rewards will be also given to them. And you won't just give them the crud work either. They have brilliant little minds. They just need to stretch them.
This is called the Tehachapi Project List. It was updated September the 5th, 1988. We're in the process of updating it again. The first heading is agriculture, algae, chickens, meat and eggs, dairy, milk, cheese, butter, etc., fish, fruit orchards, goats, greenhouse, hydroponics, etc.
We are in the process right now. I don't want to embarrass Oberly, so I won't ask him to make a report. But we would like to get some of the property before the apple trees are dead. And there is another orchard with a good well, in addition to the one unnamed here, called Nears, that we really should look at because the peaches won't last. And either of these places, all of these places that we have under under scrutiny for obtaining for our greenhouses and things have good water wells. Go ahead. If you see your talents, don't hesitate.
Rick and with the help of Court, have already done the packages on the greenhouse and hydroponics projects.
We have the algae project in full swing, too.
Going on sheep, turkeys, tofu, just general farming, hay, grains, and vegetables, food processing, fiber processing, wool, etc., tree trimming and wood processing, herbs and medicines. Number two, building materials, cement, chalkstone, earthstone, lumber, metals, sand and gravel, gypsum, aluminum, pumice, glass, whitong, and kiln dust. Number three.
Whitong is pronounced yitong. Anyone from Europe will have seen this product. It is a frothy cement. It is put together with its component parts, and then it is cut. You will have a gelatinous or a thick cheese-like substance, and it can be cut with wires, just like you would trim or carve cheese. And then it's run through an autoclave, which cures it, and it can be used in every instance where you use wood. It can be molded for ceiling beams and things like that. And in this area, we have a cement company, and they're willing to sell us all the cement necessary. And we have the other items that you don't know about, but are in the mineralization around this area. So this is an ideal place for that.
Number three is a communication center, broadcast facility, radio and TV, camera development, convention center, hotels and restaurants, motion picture and sound studio, TV studio, a satellite transmitter receiver, Starlink. Number four, construction.
Why don't you turn that sound system down a little bit? You're getting feedback, and it's crossing my frequency.
Does that come through better? All right,
yes.
Thank you. Construction, general contractors, subcontractors, bricklayers, concrete, earth movers, electricians, engineers of all varieties, framers, landscapers, plumbers, roofers, tile layers, solar installers, steel fabrication, welding, cabinet makers. Number five, corporate management, accounting and bookkeeping, communications, telephone, fax, and telex, legal, planning and strategy, secretarial and word processing, corporation formation and management. And that one is already being handled very well by Court. Number six, energy, electrical generation and storage, fuel and fuel storage, gas, diesel, etc., heat and heat storage, including sandstone, wind, solar, hot water and steam, methanol and methane.
You see, you're going to have to put up with these alternative sources until you can have that free energy. It's available on your place. Photon energy is available on your place. You just are not allowed to have it, and that's going to hold true for a while.
Employment, an employee pool for office, retail, etc., and another employee pool for construction and services, etc. Financial, appraisers, bank, escrow service, mortgage banking, mortgage broker, real estate broker, surveyor, title insurance, and a barter facility. Number nine, food, production, processing, storage, distribution, and a grist mill. Number 10, health and healing center, ambulance services, emergency care, hospital care, convalescent care, preventative care, dental care, chiropractic care, hypnotherapy, holistic care, retreat facility, herbalist, and acupuncture. Number 11, housing, planning, management, leasing and rental, construction. Number 12, land, farm and orchard land, building lots, Loop Ranch, North Tehachapi, Sullivan, Cummings, Noons, Patterson, Arena, Water Canyon, Motor Partners property, and YMCA. Number 13, leasing, autos, trucks, buses, vans, and RVs, agricultural equipment, earth-moving equipment, construction equipment, manufacturing equipment, water tanks, fuel tanks, and tank trailers, new, used, and damaged, refrigerated trailers, new, used, and damaged, railroad cars and equipment. Number 14, manufacturing, Shandstone machines, Terratile machines, Cockeloffen ceramic stoves, Chalkstone machines and equipment, cellular concrete home, cellular concrete commercial, cement, nuts and bolts, drills, etc., vitamins and minerals, honeycomb drywall, batteries, solar panels and loose panels, clothing. Number 15, publishing, writing, editing, printing, copying, binding, packaging, mailing, shipping, glues and adhesives. Number 16, repair and maintenance.
You have to go back and note that at the time this was written, there was no such thing as a publishing operation. So you have to be flexible, don't you?
Number 16, repairs and maintenance, appliance, offices and electronics, auto, truck and heavy equipment, house cleaning, home model and repair, electrical, janitorial, plumbing, landscape and garden. Number 17, retail wholesale, auto and truck parts, heavy equipment parts, grocery, hardware, furniture, lumber, office equipment, office supplies, animal feed, musical and musical instruments, TV and audio equipment, VCR and audio tapes, etc., books and magazines, security, the setup of a private security company. 19, storage, mini storage, food, fuel, water, chemicals, paper and plastic goods, and underground storage. Number 20, teaching, child care, schools, vocational school. Number 21, technical innovation, R&D labs, energy production, metal and crystal based, photovoltaic, solar hot water, steam, oil, furnace, etc., wind, energy storage, electrical, energy storage, heat, air, gravity, etc., the Tesla turbine, bladders and cisterns, powdered metal. Number 22, transportation, airport, air service and air taxi, bus and van service, regular to Bakersfield, helicopter service for fire and emergency, horse breeding, training and therapy, railroad, switch engine, crane and cars, truck transportation service, truck stop and bulk storage facility, veterinarian and animal shelter, garbage trucks, and the monolith railroad siding. Water, number 23, production, distribution, treatment, reclamation, storage, well drilling, and waste disposal. That's the end.
I know you feel too tired to even think about it all. A lot. Keep going, John. Oh, I would guess probably in the neighborhood of a billion. Never underestimate God, friend. You'll have what you need as you need it, if you've done your work. Desiree will do it. Spread the word. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. this child has felt the responsibility since the first moment that she heard of me and was very torn at the time. And this is what makes you so blessed. You know, I might refuse to go to your place, but somehow figure out how to finance these confounded projects. And George, figure out how to do it, but don't tell me about it. I should not enjoy it so much. But they have, each one who's come in and looked at the list tries to figure out how they can do part of it or all of it, all understanding that it has to be done. You're going to have to either stock up on a lot of pencils or you're going to have to learn to make them. This place, before it's over, will be an island, do you see? And you've got these problems to confront. And you may as well make your list so that you know and keep adding to it. Because once you have discerned what is needed, you will create the way to do it. And when you struggle long enough, you will turn where you're supposed to and say, God, show me the way. And we'll show you the way. And be patient. You're going to have to wait upon the Lord. It must be done in properness. But this is the problem that other groups have had. We'll just go to a place. We'll choose up a place. Everybody come in. We'll all pitch in. We'll be a big commune. And you have nothing upon which you have laid foundation. You must first anticipate making a self-sustaining business base. And you must not have a welfare system. Charity, yes. There are some things that have pulled down your world more than others. And the expectation of something for nothing, paying non-producers, there has to be a different work ethic. But if you're an island, it gets easier. And when there is nothing, and the government just comes out and announces there's nothing, you see, you've already got a motion afoot as part of the problem of solving the homeless situation, of utilizing these bases that have been closed. Well, I can share with you a little more than that. They already have plans for those bases. They are already forming up squads to enforce the pickup of what they were going to classify as traitors. But they're also going to allow these ones just to disappear, and then they'll say, well, they must have been abducted. Now, these things are going on right in your own community. Now, we could ask for some input on that. But you see, you're not going to really know whether or not this is planted information in an effort to get you to spill something or get you to react or back off, or if it's real, if it's valid. If it isn't valid this day, it doesn't matter. It will be valid. This is why the hotline, this is why places where you can call anonymously and you can have ones arrested and children taken from their parents on just accusations, anonymous accusations. You're already there. And you can live in terror and fear, or we can march right through this and make a flourishing community. For a long, long time, the adversary will help you because they need something that looks good to continue to show the people. They don't want the people to rise up, especially while there are guns. It looks bad. They have control. They've got phasers, for goodness sakes. And they've got the United Nations Army. Guess whose tanks are running around? No. You should be so lucky as to have them yours. And then it will come forth, well, weren't we lucky that we had the United Nations artillery there? You can expect it popping up in the most unlikely places all over. And as long as you expect it, you won't be stopped by it. Always remembering they need the facade. Evil always must work under the facade. That is the way they are. And they cannot stand the light and the truth. But if you stay in control and you stay within the shield, they cannot stand against you. So I suggest you stop playing games with yourself and come into some kind of choosing and choices. Because therein lies your security. If you deny me, I have to deny you. I don't have any choice in it. I don't have any choice in it. That's on higher authority than me. If you ask me to butt out of your life, I will butt out. I mean right then. And I have to remind you of those biblical verses that get spouted off to you. A lot of them are absolute in truth. And when the master teacher said, if you deny me, you deny my Father, and my Father will deny you. I wouldn't want to be in that position. And yet some very beloved ones who have come right through this place are in that position this day, and they are failing. And I cannot help. I cannot help. We have witnessed ones almost get to the point of that final decision, and the adversary knew and took them out right in front of a seminar audience. You better get right with God before you start playing in this arena. I mean right with God. You better confront old brother ego, and you better get right with God, because your very existence is going to determine or be determined on that decision and that rightness. All the rest will come into order. It doesn't mean that you have to be 100% sure there is a space command. It means you better get right with God, and all the rest will be fine. I think unless there are some really urgent questions, we should leave this rest. I want all of you to know that the work and the goals, the plans, and these will be duplicated around in various places. There'll be enough for everyone who wants to participate. We just have to be patient, and we have to keep working at it, because our first commitment is to get out the word. And now that it is out there in such a major way, it will continue to feed upon itself, and it will go. It has to reach the ones waiting for their call, and then the rest will simply follow. We're in it, and we're moving. Would I hear from anyone, or might we just say good evening and... Audrey, I think, is going to make a catch-up.
I don't know what... I don't know what happened while I was gone, but anyway, I got word that Lee called the office this afternoon and said that her relatives have talked her out of coming to Tehachapi. And, of course, that's her decision to make if she, she's got to choose between her relatives' decision and her own.
Absolutely.
And I'll give her a call, and I suppose this is going to be a cliffhanger. I think we just have to have her ready to go the day that Eric and I arrive. And I think once she gets here, she'll see that everything's okay.
We will not bring anyone against their will. And you see, by having made a commitment, this one is now on a time constraint. It's strictly up to her. But you might remind her that she asked. God responded according to her request. And she's 80 years old. She better consider it very carefully. And I would ask all of you to consider what it is you might be doing. Does anyone, this little lady, for you ones who don't know, lives in Alabama. She lives in an area where drug dealing is very open. She just has nothing but a distant